probing space-time foam with extragalactic sources of high-energy photons, by Y. Jack Ng et al. Quantum fluctuations can endow space-time with a foamy structure. In this review article, we discuss our various proposals to observationally constrain models of space-time foam. One way is to examine if the light wave front from a distant quasar or GRB can be noticeably distorted by space-time foam-induced phase incoherence. As the phase fluctuations are proportional to the distance to the source, but inversely proportional to the wavelength, ultra-high-energy photons from distant sources are particularly useful. We elaborate on several proposals, including the possibility of detecting space-time foam by observing, seeing disks, in the images of distant quasars and active galactic nuclei. We also discuss the appropriate distance measure for calculating the expected angular broadening. Then we discuss our more recent work in which we investigate whether wavefront distortions on small scales, due to space-time foam, can cause distant objects become undetectable because the phase fluctuations have accumulated to the point at which image formation is impossible. Another possibility that has recently become accessible is to use interferometers to observe cosmologically distant sources, thereby giving a large baseline perpendicular to the local wave vector over which the wave front could become corrugated and thus distorted, reducing or eliminating its fringe visibility. We argue that all these methods ultimately depend on the availability of ways, if any, to carry out proper averaging of contributions from different light paths from the source to the telescope. This was Probing Space-Time Foam with Extragalactic Sources of High-Energy Photons, by Y. Jack Ng et al.